T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. It's 6:30 and 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Peter Hoffman. Cara and Galante. There on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for the marathon. 20-minute schmooze right up until the Devils at 6:50, right here on your fan, New York City.
Tonight's story on the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction.
Talked about Let's Begin Again. That was really the message for him. Don't buy into the lies that your feelings are telling you. You know, this thing's not about feelings, it's a decision. And let's make the decision to begin again.
And he takes a shotgun snap. Under pressure, gets sacked, and he fumbled the football.
May think I'm a little bit out there, but I believe we have a run in us.
Third and 33.
I believe to the core we have a run in us.
Woods to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Rams.
He holds a 10-year record for the most meaningless words spewed out during a coffee break.
Offensively, they're very multiple, effective in moving the ball in the open field. They generate a lot of big play production there. They have a good 1-2 punch out of the backfield.
He's tired now. Tired of running or wanting, of waiting for the breaks that come to others but never to him.
We have to be hungry. We have to get our football right. We have to be disciplined.
Manning back to throw. Fires one right, and the pass is intercepted.
Be where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there.
Manning with a deep drop, throws a deep ball into the end zone, and it's high and incomplete.
Picture of a man who will not see anything he does not choose to see.
In a pro locker room, whether you're a player or whether you're a coach, the word legacy shows up quite a bit.
For the first time since 1980, and they'll have lost their first 4 home games.
It's important to all these guys, and it all starts between the ears. So that was the message to the players.
Picture of a latter-day Flying Dutchman sailing into the Twilight Zone.
Ben McAdoo may have to enter coaches rehab and may have to take the 12-step program in CA, Coaches Anonymous. When a coach enters CA, it's usually because he's losing things and realizing he's at rock bottom. Ben has been losing a lot. Losing games, losing the locker room, and quite possibly losing his mind. Apparently, he told his team, as you just heard, "Let's begin again." The kind of mantra that could produce a few double takes among players in the locker room. If Ben loses his job 8 games from now, he can decide to run for office using "Let's begin again" as his campaign slogan. 3 years from now, the Democrats may be saying the same thing. If Ben decides on coaches rehab and enters CA, Coaches Anonymous, he'll need to take their 12-step program. Of course, Ben will have to take that first very hard step. And step one is admitting you don't have a clue to what you're doing. Step two is looking into a mirror and repeating over and over again, "I'm Ben McAdoo. And no matter what anyone says, I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner," the thinking that if you say this to yourself over and over again, you'll begin to believe it. Step three, memorizing the quote from General George Patton when he tells his men, "Lead me, follow me, or get the hell out of my way. If using this at home among family members produces laughter, do not use this quote in the locker room. Step four, do not read stats at a press conference. Step five, do not read anything at a press conference unless it's your letter of resignation. Step six, you've been telling your players to sound smart and tough. Step six is starting with yourself. You'll begin to see results as soon as the players stop laughing. Step seven, you're committed to discipline and poise. Step seven is starting with yourself. Step eight, keep your game plan simple so you don't hear, keep your game plan simple, stupid. Step nine, you want to be a leader, so start producing leaders and not followers. Step 10, go for it once in a while, even on fourth and one. Step 11, if the previous 10 steps confuse you, start looking for another line of work. And step 12 in Coaches Anonymous, going for the coach's rehab. Do not watch dead men walking. And of course, before we take a break and get to a couple of your telephone calls before the hockey with the pregame at 6:50, I cannot begin to tell you how it just breaks me up, how it just breaks my heart. Zeke isn't going to be able to play this Sunday against Atlanta. And, I mean, how can America's team function without him? He has been so vital, so important to the America's team offense. And it may not get any better. It may be because they're not going to take another look at this legally until at least December 1st. And unless this suspension, as we hear now, he's definitely out Sunday. How can we live with this? And, of course, if the suspension is not overturned again between now and December 1st, and it doesn't look like that's going to be the case, he may not be eligible to play until the night before Christmas, as in Christmas Eve, as in December 24th. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even Ezekiel Elliott. And after winning three in a row and having aspirations of making not only serious January and February football, this puts a tremendous damper on America's team. But Jerry Jones has yet to hear the latest regarding his featured running back for the simple reason he's about to sue the NFL because Jerry isn't getting his way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.